朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
虽然很多时候我们来到主的面前是求祝福开始，但是来到主面前最大的祝福还不在于得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助，最大的恩典和祝福乃是我们遇见的神。
The greatest blessing and the greatest grace.
我有时候想想
face to face.
我有时候想想真的很难过，我都觉得我们神把救恩做得这么好，这么荣耀，这么容易，但是我们却信不来。
A lot of times I am sad because God has perfected salvation.
我们喜欢
sometimes we can't believe it.
我们喜欢看得见的。
We want the things we can't see.
有一次我们到罗马去的时候
，One time we went to Rome.
啊，他们带我们去看梵蒂冈。这个教宗，这个 Saint Peter Church，
took us to Saint Peter's
Cathedral，the
Vatican。
好，那天我们进去的时候，正好教宗在那边主持弥撒。
We were there and the Pope was just conducting mass on that particular day。
你看，教宗每次到天主教国家去的时候
，Whenever the Pope visits a country that is predominantly
到南美洲、阿根廷到哪里去，哇，这个万人空巷，几十万人甚至上百万人在这里欢迎他。
You see hundreds of thousands of people are in the streets welcoming him。
所以他那天如果他来主持一个弥撒的话，所有人都觉得这是最荣耀的事情。
And that day, if the Pope was conducting mass, everybody would think that this is a very glorious event.
他们觉得这是一个最神圣、最容易碰见神的机会。
It is the most holy, the best opportunity for me to meet God that day.
就是没有我们，明明神说亲近神，神就必亲自来亲近我们。
But God says very clearly, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you.
我们但是我们需要看得见的。
But yet we want something that we can see, something tangible.
十几年前，报纸上一个很大的广告，电视也在广告。
About a decade ago, there was a news that was broadcast and also on the television.
台湾从东南亚找到了一颗佛牙。
And the
佛的牙齿。
They say that they discovered the one of the tooth of Buddha.
把这个佛牙带到台湾来，观光一次。
That particular tooth was brought to Taiwan and it was traveled around on that island.
我不晓得你们有没有看报纸、看新闻了。路上几百个人围在那里欢迎这颗佛牙来。
And I don't know if you saw the pictures and remember the articles that there were again hundreds of thousands of people on the streets bowing and welcoming this one tooth as it marched.
你看他们那些女信徒的敬虔，穿着黑色的衣服，长头发全部趴在地上。
And you see the women who are devout Buddhists, they wear very dark clothing.Make their hair on the ground.
那个牙过去的时候，所有人都跪在地上。
And as this tooth passed by, everybody was prostrating on the ground.
后来报纸上说，这个发现那颗牙是假的牙。
And then the article came out after the fact and said that tooth was false.
假的牙不是假牙。
It's not the real thing.
但是为了一颗牙，他们敬拜成这个样子。
But for that one tooth, they were all willing to worship that way.
我跟你说哈，这个东西就让我们基督徒惭愧。
And I would tell you, looking at that image, we should feel ashamed.
明明敬拜的是真神。
We are worshiping the real God.
而且是这么爱我们，这么实在是可以亲近、可以经历的神。
He loves us. We can draw near to Him. We can meet Him face to face.
但是我们却缺少这样子的经验。
But yet we don't worship that way.
我们缺少这样子的时刻。
We don't have those moments.
我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
第三个敬拜讲到是全人全心对他的爱戴跟降服。
And thirdly, it is the surrendering of our entire heart, our entire person as we come before the Lord.
我常常引用 Austin Sparks 的这句话 ，Holy for God, 全然为主。
And often use the words Austin Sparks would say, "Holy for God, it's entirely for the Lord."
还有 Oswald Chambers 说的 "My utmost for His highest, 全神为主。
You often say, "My utmost for His highest."
我不知道怎么再去说了，就是我整个都是他的。
I don't know how furthermore to describe it, but that my entire being belongs to Him.
然后全神为主，就是我最好的、最好的，全部都要给他。
My utmost, my very best, the very best I can sum it up, that belongs to Him.
这是讲我们的态度。
And it talks about our very attitude.
神没有要剥夺我们所有的东西。
God is not coming to rob of everything you possess.
神真正要得着的是我们的心呢。
What God wants is your heart.
哦，弟兄姊妹，所以真实的敬拜把这三件事加在一起。
So true worship sums all these three things up.
要用心灵和诚实，真的。
And spirit and truth to be real with God.
要在他的宝座前，在他的同在中。
And before His throne and His presence.
然后我们对他全人全心对他的爱戴和降服。
And our wholehearted worship and we prostrate and bow before Him.
这是讲到我们真实的敬拜。
This talks about true, genuine worship.
不是只有会前唱诗，不是只有播饼聚会，那是我们整个人、个人跟神的关系。
It's not just the songs that we sing before meeting stars, not just the breaking of bread, but our entire attitude towards God.
但是当我们个人还不太会建立起这样子的关系的时候
，But before we have the experience of how to establish that relationship with God,
那借着聚会是一个很好的帮助。
Through the meetings, coming together, worshiping with the saints.
我想我们刚刚的那样子的敬拜，大家都很容易很自然地想办法举起手来敬拜他。
As we were seeing earlier, it was very natural for us to lift up our hands and worship Him.
这个但是所有的聚会里面
，But in the middle of every meeting,
那个真实摸到敬拜最高的敬拜其实是播饼聚会。
The best time and the best.Segment where we can meet the Lord and worship is the breaking of bread.
这个聚会是我们常常忽略的。
And it's oftentimes the meeting that we neglect.
虽然今天在服侍饼杯的时候，我念了哥林多前书的这一段经文。
And yes, at the service of the bread and the cup, I read this portion of scripture in First Corinthians.
我们还是念一下我们在讲义上面的11:23-26摘录的这三节。
I want to ask you to read what is in your outline, chapter 1:20.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read it together.
他说：“我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：‘这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。’饭后也照样拿起杯来说：‘这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行。’”为的是纪念我，你们每逢喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。那么，擘饼，当然最重要的是为了纪念主。
Get to break bread. The most important is to remember the Lord.
还在这里说到，我们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死。
And every time we eat of this bread, we drink of this cup, signifies the fact that we acknowledge His death.
这个饼。表明的是基督的身体
，is represents His body，
啊，为我们被裂开来，被剥开来
，which is broken， which is broken into pieces for us。
所以，当我们每一次听见弟兄们祝谢完在这里剥饼，饼裂开的声音的时候
，and every time after the brothers give thanks and they're praying for the Lord and we hear the breaking of the bread，
我们要纪念耶稣受的鞭伤，他头上的钉痕，头上的伤痕，然后在十字架上的这个。钉痕创伤。
We ought to remember the stripes that He's received, the crown of thorns that He's wore, and the piercing upon that cross that He endured for us.
这是饼。
This is the bread.
杯。
The cup.
里面装的葡萄汁或葡萄酒。
It is either grape juice or wine inside.
圣经上有四个地方纪念到主耶稣赦免饼杯的记载。
There are four references that records the Lord's establishment of the table.
马太、马可记载到这个吃。
Matthew and Mark focus on the content of this covenant to choose.
是立约的血。
It is the blood that set this new covenant.
它表明了基督为我们所流的宝血。
It represents the blood that Christ shed for us.
路加福音跟哥林多前书。
Luke and First Corinthians.
它不是讲这次是立约的血。
It no longer focuses on the juice that established the new covenant.
它强调说这个杯是。什么用血所立的新约
？He talks about that this cup is the new covenant in His blood.
所以，当我们每一次看见饼跟杯是分开来放在这里
，And whenever we see that the bread and the cup is placed here on the table and separate,
身体跟血分开来，就表示
，And that the blood and the body is separated, that it is death.
对不对？
Dead, right?
血跟身体分开来的，这就是死。
When the blood is completely separated from the body, it is death.
所以我们看见饼跟杯分开来摆在这里，这是陈明表明了主的死。
But yes, when the bread is set here and the cup is set next to it, it represents and acknowledges the fact that the Lord has died.
然后我们一定要注意到，他的死不只是一个客观的死。
And his death is not just an objective fact.
你只要看见。这个死就知道他是替我死。
And the moment you see these symbols, you ought to know he died for me.
我们一定要被提醒，原来是我应该死，但是他替我死。
We need to be reminded that it's I who's supposed to die, but he died for me.
所以我们每一次看见饼杯，其实爱柔细有感觉的人，其实经常眼泪就下来。
So a lot of times, if our hearts are gentle and soft, when we see these symbols, tears ought to flow.
他爱我爱到一个地步，他为我死。
He loves me to the point that he died for me.
他身体为我裂开。
His body was torn.
他血为我流出。
His blood was poured out.
然后他用血为我立的新约。
And with his blood, he set forth a new covenant.
所以当我接到这个杯的时候，所有新约里面的祝福都因着这个血临到了我。
And when I receive this cup in my hand, it symbolizes all the blessings of this new covenant.By His blood has come to me.
所以这三样标记的东西，通通都是提醒我们主何等的爱我们。
And these three symbols all cry out to us, He loves us.
身体为我裂开了。
The blood is broken. The body is broken.
血为我流了。
The blood has been shed.
而且他在血的里面把所有新约的祝福全部交给我们。
And in fact, in His shedding of His blood, He has blessed us with all blessings in the new covenant.
我们每次拿到饼、接到杯，我们心里面都充满了感恩的。
Every time we hold these things in our hands, we ought to come with a grateful heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个聚会是完全以主、以神为中心的聚会。
So this meeting is entirely centered on the Lord Himself.
在这个聚会里面，我们不为任何人祷告。
In this meeting, we don't pray for anyone.
我们不为任何事情祷告。
We don't pray for anything.
这个聚会完全以耶稣、以神为中心的。
This entire meeting is focused on Jesus entirely for Him.
而不是说他长癌症不重要，我们可以会后祷告。
It's not to say that our brother has cancer is not important, but we can pray for him afterwards.
不是弟兄姊妹的难处。不重要，我们可以在小组、在祷告会祷告。
It's not that your difficulties aren't important. We can pray for each other in our small groups after the meeting. We can pray.
这个聚会只有一个中心，就是主耶稣和很荣耀的父神。
But in the time of communion, there is only but one thing: Jesus Christ and the Father God.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
这是充满了对主、对神的感恩、爱戴和颂赞的聚会。
And it's a meeting that is full of our adoration, our love, and our praise towards God.
我们看见原来是我该死的，他替我死了。
And again, we see the symbols. We ought to recognize I am supposed to be dead. He died for me.
充满了感恩。
And we should come with a grateful heart.
我们想到死，其实背后所表明的就是那个完全的爱，那个至高的爱。
And what's behind this death is that there's the utmost love, the most high love.
人为朋友舍命，没有爱比这个更大的了。
A man who died for their friends, there's no greater love.
但是耶稣却为我这个罪人舍命啊！
But Jesus died for a sinner like me.
更是没有爱比这个更大的。
There is no greater love.
所以弟兄姊妹，死所表明的是他完全的爱。
And brothers, what the death has represented is complete love.
而且整个聚会我们充满了对他的爱。
So this meeting should be a pouring forth of our love towards Him.
我们感谢神
啊！ And we thank Him.
他不肯肯为我死，为我流血。
Not only is willing to die for me and shed His blood.
而且他的血有用。
But His blood is effective.
不是只是有人爱我，愿意为我死而已。
It's not just that He loves me and He would be willing to die for me.
而是他的血真正的洗了我的罪。
But His blood cleansed me of my sins.
因着他完 完全的得胜，撒旦被废掉了。
And because of his complete victory, the enemy has been done away with.
他现在是败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death, he has abolished Satan, who holds the power of Satan.
他复活，证明他完全的得胜。
He rose from the dead, display the fact that he is the victor.
所以我们充满了赞美啊。
And we are full of praise.
我不光只是在这里感谢他爱我。
And we're not just here, Jesus, we thank you that you love us.
当我生病的时候，我软弱的时候，我饿的时候，弟兄姊妹关心我爱我，我很感激啊。
When I'm sick, when I'm hungry, when I'm ill, brothers care for me, I'm very thankful.
我真的从心里面感激，但是你不能解决我罪的问题。
I really thank you from my heart. You cannot resolve the issue of sin in my life.
你不能解决我人生审判的结局。
You cannot resolve the issue of justice.Judgment to come at the end of my life.
所以耶稣借着死不光表明对我们的爱，他已经复活，已经升天了，告诉我们救恩完全得胜了。
He rose, he ascended on high, and he was victorious. He's given us salvation with completeness.
所以我们吃完饼杯，我们常常结束在对他的敬拜，对父神的敬拜。
So often time after we receive the bread, receive the cup, we conclude with our.Praise and our adoration towards the Father.
所以感恩、爱戴、颂赞，常常是整个聚会中心的思想。
Again, oftentimes when we give thanks to Him, when we adore Him, when we praise Him, it's the central theme of this meeting.
这个聚会是主耶稣唯一亲自立的聚会。
And this is the only meeting that Jesus Himself says we must do.
他交代我们要如此行，或者是纪念他。
He says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
而且要只等到他来。
And do it until I return.
所以它不是可有可无的聚会。
It is not a meeting that we can do or do without.
它也不是阶段性的聚会，像初心造就敬虔班一样。
And it is not a meeting that is seasonal that comes once in a while.
你们要如此行，直到我来。
But Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me till I come."
所以初期的教会甚至天天在家里面，在教会里面擘饼，在
店。The early church they actually broke bread every single day in their homes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我们都能够重视这个聚会。
But just I pray that all of us would.Put value and respect.
这是主耶稣唯一立的聚会，而且特别要求我们的聚会。
And this is the only meeting that Jesus required of us and requested of us to have.
第四个，这个聚会是历史历代许多爱主的圣徒最宝贵的聚会。
And it is the most precious meeting for the saints throughout the ages.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲说，如果你哪一个礼拜天真的是有事情，你只能来教会一点时间的话。
And I said to brothers and sisters, if you, for some reason, really are busy on that particular day, you only have a block of time to come to the Lord's house.
我宁可希望你不要来听我讲道，但是你也不要错过了我的聚会。
And I would say, you could miss the message that I give, but don't miss the break.
也没有一个聚会比这个聚会更重要。
Because there is no other meeting that's more important than that meeting.
没有一个聚会比这个聚会更宝贵。
No meeting is more precious than that meeting.
即使正常的话，没有一个聚会比这个聚会更容易遇见主。
And if it's normal, there's no other meeting that would help us to come and meet the Lord face to face.
只是我，只是我们的聚会还不够好。就像我们念雅各书的一段经文，来帮助我们怎么样让我们的敬拜或是擘饼聚会更好。我们一起来念雅各书第一章十二节到十四节，这一节也当作今天的背诵经文的 bonus。王正坐席的时候，我的喇叭香膏发出香味，我以我的良人为一袋墨药藏在我怀中，我以我的良人为一颗凤仙花在隐基底葡萄园中。为了出席的弟兄姊妹简单讲一次，这里讲的良人预表是在这里讲所罗门王预表的基督来说的。
Here, the beloved is what King Solomon used to represent Jesus Christ to us.
这个佳偶代表蒙恩的圣徒或者教会来说的。
Pertains to me in these verses. Pertains to those who are saved by the grace of Christ.
他的这个爱情的故事在描述我们跟主、基督跟教会之间爱的关系。
The love story of this book represents speaking of the love relationship between the church and Jesus Christ.
在这里提到的三样东西。一个是喇叭香膏，一个是墨药，一个是凤仙花。王正坐席的时候，每一次擘饼聚会，每次我们个人的灵修来亲近神，我们都好像来到王的面前。王正坐席，他说：“我的喇叭香膏发出香味。” 盛会。我好感谢主，礼拜五我们正好读了马太福音二十六章。
哦，
那个基督的馨香，我们爱主的馨香在这里发出香味。
Fragrance of Christ, the love for Christ, that fragrance is overflowing.
我们愿意把最好的来献给他。
To give our very best to him.
我要献上我的赞美。
Give him my praise.
我要献上我的感恩和祷告。
Give him my thankfulness and give him my thanksgiving.
我献上我对他的爱。
And our love towards him.
当王坐席的时候。
And when the king is at the table.
不要说我们身上不要有臭味啊。
Not to say that we won't come with a stench.
应该是发出。大大香膏的香味，不光我们享受他的同在，王享受我们的同在。所以，姊妹，希望我们下次波饼聚会不是只有前面的人在这里发香哈。虽然并不代表你开口才是发香，但是我希望我们忍不住的就想要赞美他。第二件事情，在这里我以我的良人为一袋墨药藏在我的怀中。墨药也是当时很贵的一种膏药，香膏。它特别也是为死人肮脏用的，因为它防住风虫。所以主耶稣埋葬的时候，他们就是用了那个极贵的那个墨药来抹它。所以墨药跟十字架发生关系的。所以我们在这里讲到，与我的良人为一袋墨药藏在我的怀中。从基督那一面来说，墨药输出了基督舍己的生命，也是基督舍己的爱。从我们这一面，从恰偶的角度来讲，我觉得一个最好的经文来解释它，就是哥林多后书第四章第四节，我们不用翻。
这
是我身上常带的耶稣的死。
With me, the death of Christ.
是耶稣的生也显明在我身上。
The life of Christ may also be manifested through me.
换句话说，那些真正摸着主心爱主的人，
And those who really lay hold of the Lord, they love the Lord.
都是肯舍己走十字架道路的人。
And to lay down their life and walk the way of the cross.
让基督的死在我身上。
That Christ in my life.
同样，基督的生也显在我的身上。
His death would be in me, and his life would also be.
身上带着基督舍己束缚。那个爱主的馨香。
I carry this fragrance of obedience and willing to lay down my life for the sake of Christ.
英文圣经说是把墨药藏在我的怀中，是两胸之间，而且是 all night， 在黑夜的时候。
And the scripture is very clear that all night that this myrrh is hidden between my breast.
讲到我们都需要，就算在最黑、最孤单的环境里面，我的墨药一样发出香味了。
Even in the darkest night, that this myrrh will still give forth fragrance to the Lord.
第三，我以我的良人为一袋奉献花。
Thirdly, my beloved is to me a cluster of Hannah bloom.
在隐基底的葡萄园中。
The vineyard of Engedi.
隐基底是犹大旷野的冠冕一样。
And Engedi is the crown of the wilderness of Judah.
犹大旷野非常可怕，你只要看到那个照片，你都会觉得很荒凉，很可怕。
You see the picture of the wilderness of Judea, it would frighten you.
在那里有一个美丽的绿洲叫隐基底。
Engedi is an oasis in the middle of that wilderness.
你到以色列去，他们一定会带你去看，就在死海边。
If you go to Israel, they will bring you there. It's right next to the Dead Sea.
这隐基底好像犹大荒凉可怕旷野中的一个华冠。
And Engedi again is like a crown in the midst of this wilderness.
而在这里，葡萄是开花很短，而且花很小。
And here, in the midst of a vineyard, the grapes are very small. They begin to bloom.
但是就在这个绿绿的这个平凡的这个不在在这个绿绿的这个花园里，突然有一颗凤心花出来。
And in the middle of this oasis in the Giddy, right in the center of it, you see Hannah bloom.
说它那个超凡荣美。
It speaks of this beauty, surpassing beauty that stands out in the midst of that garden.
讲到基督超乎万人之上，他是我们的最爱。
And that Christ is above all; He's our most beloved.
他超越所有的同伴。
He surpassed all my companions.
他超越了在整个荒凉旷野里面给人的死亡孤单的感觉。
He surpasses that notion, that feeling that brings that is that that is brought about to man through the wilderness.
所以我们有一首诗歌也唱到说，我的主像一棵凤仙花，写在山野葡萄园中。
And we have a hymn that describes this very verse. That he's like a
hemlock. 树枝超群，树色独艳，我心单单爱他。
He alone is the one that is of beauty. My heart longs for him alone.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意到了没？这里三件事情。
Now, brothers, you remember here there are three things.
非常影响我们个人灵修生活，影响我们的聚会。
It will influence our personal devotion with him.Our meetings as we see that he is the Hannah Bloom in the middle of this oasis. He is the first among 10,000, and I love him and him alone. He's the one that I love most. Whenever I think about Jesus, I love him. And again, here, the death of Christ is.Display. And the fragrance, the myrrh is given forth here. And my beloved is like that fragrance of myrrh that is between my bosom. I want to follow in his footsteps and his death, and his death and his life may be active in my life. And when the king is at the table, and then we come and we bring our very best. And even if it's a very small voice, and I'm afraid to pray out loud, but I open my mouth wide to sing.
In
spirit and truth, I sing my heart out, I worship him.
我们一起来背这个崇人诗的经文，好不好
？Let's read these verses one more time together.
雅各书第一章十二节到十四节。王正坐席的时候，我的喇叭向高发出香味，我与我的良人，我的一代末药藏在我怀中，我与我的良人，我一颗凤仙花在荫基底葡萄园中。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。